Number 4. Outside the cabin, snow continued to pile up. I fed a log to the fire and grabbed another blanket from the closet. Beyond the windows, bitter cold nipped at the trees. As long as I kept the fire going, I would keep warm enough through the night. I would be safe, too, I thought, until I heard scratching at the door. Then a long howl cut through the silence of the dark winter night. Something was out there again. It was my third night at the cabin. I had hiked to the top of the mountain and planned to return the same day. But the snow had caught me off guard. Even in fair weather, it would have taken me hours to get back to the bottom of the mountain and make my way to the train. I was lucky to find a place to wait out the storm. But after 3 days of constant snowfall, I wondered how lucky I really was. Whose cabin was this anyway? Why was there so much food in the cupboard? Another howl broke my train of thought, and I huddled closer to the fire. I must have fallen asleep, because the next time I opened my eyes, the cabin was full of light. The sun was out, dancing across millions of snowflakes. I opened the door and was greeted by a wall of snow almost up to my head. I cleared a small path and climbed outside, tasting the crisp, chill air. And then I noticed a blanket hanging down from the roof. It was much like the one in the cabin, except that there was a big hole in it and it was torn in several places. I looked around nervously and decided to try to hike down to the train. I wasn't sure I would last another night.